I love Deuteronomy 28. I've structured a great deal of my life by the Old Testament. God took me to those scriptures and showed me to do them. I don't mean concerning the sacrificing of animals for sins. We don't do the law of Moses. But there are so many scriptures that show us how to live, consequences if we fail to obey God, what can happen to us, and so many scriptures that show blessings of God because we have done what God said to do. Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, Moses says, which I command thee this day. Well, all his commandments, which the Holy Spirit brings to our mind, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field, in your office, in your work, in the place where you are right now. Verse 4. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee and thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his way. And all the people of the earth shall be afraid of thee. They'll see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. They're not going to be telling you dirty jokes like they do their friends. They're going to watch what they speak around you, because you're different. Verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. One of the first things God told me after I became a Christian is get out of debt and stay out of debt. That was in 1975. I saw Romans chapter 13, verse 8, owe no man anything. I see it here in the Old Testament, thou shalt not borrow. Why? You're going to end up serving the debt. You will do things to get money that otherwise you wouldn't do. You'll be led into temptation and sometimes into sin because of that money that you owe. Verse 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. When you're in debt, the tail wags you. You're not in charge. You chose to owe that money to get that thing the way the world lives. You live the way the world lives when you live in debt. That's not the way of God. That's the way of this world. I remember very distinctly in 1960 when I lived in Dallas and opened the Dallas Morning News, and it told about this thing that was plastic that none of us knew about. It was called a credit card. And they said, very soon, you won't be using money. We had never even heard of a credit card. That was 1960. But God told me, get out of debt and stay out of debt. For a while, I went to a church called Word of Faith, and I drove an old car, and I was embarrassed to drive an old car. It was like, you don't have faith to get a new car. The woman who worked for me came to me. She also attended Word of Faith, and she said, Joan, we can get you a new car right now and pay it off. And I said, no. God has told me to get out of debt and stay out of debt. I refuse to go in debt for anything because that's what God had told me. Don't do it. I rented an apartment instead of taking out a mortgage. The wisdom of the world is to get a mortgage so that you build up equity. But that's not what God told me to do. So I lived this debt-free life. God got me out of debt, and I never went in debt again for anything. And later, God enabled me to even build 2 apartments debt-free, a house in Clovis, New Mexico debt-free, and a house in Lubbock, Texas debt-free. And then when I got to be 81, he told me I just couldn't live alone anymore. And when I sold that house, it didn't sell for as much as it should have, but it sold for $300,000, which is a lot of money if you don't owe anything. I took less money for it than I had in it, but it was enough. Verse 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind to the Word of God and hearing from the Holy Spirit of God, and go that way. It says, don't go to the right hand or to the left hand to go after other gods to serve them. The world considers himself to be very wise. And the lust that we have can sometimes think, oh, that's the way to go. It isn't. Jesus says, I, the Word, am the way, the truth, and the life. Go after the Word of God. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.